Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Pull Up a Seat with Alex Starr. Happy summer to everybody. Hope everyone's enjoying it. Got a cool little gem for you today. It's real quick. It's only 15 minutes. And it is with Olga, who I met in Costa Rica. She actually is a Reiki practitioner, which is a Japanese method for using you being a conduit for the life energy and using it to kind of flow through other people, which she actually did to me. And that's a story for another time. But anyway, I asked if she would be on the podcast, and she said she would, but that she didn't want to know when she was being recorded. So I was able to capture just about 15 minutes of our conversation before it got cut off organically. So I was able to sneak it a little bit. You're going to hear some insects in the background. This is like late afternoon on a farm in Costa Rica. About that time when you walk past a vacant room and you see the dust floating through the air, you know, like that time of day, like 4:30 probably. You're going to hear our friend Jan starting to play his clarinet in the background because no one knew we were recording. She didn't either. So it's really interesting, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks so much for the reviews, everybody. I'm going to send out those chocolate-covered strawberries. I got to pick one at random and send those out. Please leave me some more. I really, really appreciate it. Subscribe, share this podcast if you enjoy it. Do whatever. Would love to hear from you. The email is pullupaseat@alexstarr.com. You got any suggestions, comments, whatever, send it my way. Enjoy this little podcast, and then I will be putting another one out in about a week or two. So stay tuned and take care. Later.
Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
We are all spiritual. So, you know.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's good. And you're in love. So what are the levels like for Reiki?
What are?
Yeah.
The first is physical.
Uh-huh.
Like you can bring a light to the physical body. Then it's mental, mental. And you can also, there's no distance. You can send energy. And third is craziness.
You're in what level right now?
Third.
You're in the third level?
Yeah.
So you can send energy.
And you can go into karmic and more spiritual energy. And then when you finish, ¿qué? ¿Cuál? No sé, no me acuerdo. Then you can do the for becoming a maestra, mastery.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But that only comes if you are really into it, like if you're gonna teach. And then if you're gonna teach it and it's gonna like be part of your life, you'll become a maestra.
Is that what you wanna do?
I don't know. I think yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's so nice.
Do you have to complete like 3 workbooks to become the master? What do you have to do?
No, it's just you feel it.
You feel it?
Yeah.
And is that where your aunt is?
Yeah.
She's a Reiki master?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have been...
It was quite interesting today. What? The Reiki.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. How were your other two?
The other two?
The two girls you did after.
It was not that intense because I decided not to have more Reiki for me. No, but it was nice with Melissa.
So what do you, like when you get, you've had people do Reiki to you then, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
And so when they say, like the kind of stuff you were telling me, I would imagine everything is kind of like taken with a grain of salt. Do you know that expression?
No.
Everything is... it could be one thing or another, depending on how you look at it.
Like, yeah.
You know, so like you were telling me, oh, I couldn't get through to your emotional side.
Yeah, you kind of understand when... And I also do Reiki for me, so I feel things.
So you can feel your blocks and stuff?
Yeah.
Your energetic blocks.
Yeah, of course. And it's amazing how, like, when you discover that you actually create your fucking illness. It's crazy.
Está loco.
I mean, every illness has been before an idea in our mind.
So,
and then we give energy to that energy, to that idea, and it becomes an illness in our physical body. But first, it has been a bloqueo, something blocked, energy blocked in our mental, or even in our karmic.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah. So what do you think your asthma is? Have you been trying to figure it out using Reiki?
A lot of things. Yeah.
But so you think that it's a...
It's fucking fear of being alive.
That's heavy. Yeah.
But when you tell this to ill people, you don't have to, because they can't get that responsibility. It's better to say, oh, I have this cancer because it's genetic, or because there are so much contamination out there, or because I eat so much shit, or because, I don't know, but they can't take that responsibility. It's easier to, you know what I mean?
To blame something else.
Yeah.
A scapegoat.
But that way they won't heal. They don't. When people that have cancer really heal, it's when they deeply understand why they get there, why the life put them in that point, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's because all these ill people say, yeah, and then my life changed. Because watching yourself so close to death, you know? Sometimes when you don't hear your body, one day, another day, another day, your body has to stop you.
Huh. Yeah. So what are you doing to get your asthma?
What I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm coming here.
Yeah? Really? Is that one of the reasons for this trip?
Of course.
To get rid of your asthma?
Yeah.
Or to figure out what the block is?
It's to get rid of fear and start believing in myself and in it. Yeah.
You think you can get rid of the fear, or do you think you can just accept it? Because I don't think, you know?
We need fear, I mean, for survive.
Yeah.
But too much, I have too much in my body, and there's no need for that, because as we said, we have everything, you know? That's maybe...
That's part of it, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because I have everything, I have fear.
You're scared of losing something.
Totally.
Yeah.
Asthmatics is not that they cannot breathe, but they have, you know, when you come into an attack, it's like you're not letting go to have more. Do you understand me? The attack is you're taking too much, so you have to first release and then take. I think that's what's happening to me. I don't have a space for new things. I'm too full. I'm too filled up with all this, you know? Mm-hmm. I have to release, to let go my parents, my friends, my comfort zone, my all that I have by. And then I will have a space to breathe and to be me.
Yeah.
And to find my real Olga. No? That's why I can't breathe.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it really scares me. It's fucking scary when you're at night and you wake up and you can't breathe. It's like you think that you're gonna die.
It happens to you a lot?
No, not a lot. I'm not really bad. But, and then you have to go to a fucking hospital. They put the oxygen, and I was like, "Wow, this happens," and I'm in Puriscal,
yeah.
And I had to manage all that fear.
It happened to you in Puriscal.
No. Imagine that happened to me.
Yeah.
But look.
Yeah.
This is so peaceful, and I mean, what if it happens? I will have to do it by my own without a hospital, and I can. That's what I have to tell me.
Yeah.
It's the same as Callie. Yeah. But if her hair rises up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know. Like all these elite sportive people, I'm like, wow, I'm so jealous because. When everybody tells you you have this, you're asthmatic, you can't do this, you start to believe it.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking lie. Of course I can run, I can, and that's what I want to do now. I want, for example, when I was diving, when I did my test, it's crazy. So you can see how much we are, like, it's our brains. And I was, like, diving in the exam, and I start hearing, and I was like, fuck, you're having an attack. Oh no, I was
how
like,
how deep were you?
Like
10 meters?
No, it was like, because we were starting, like,
oh, okay.
5 meters, 6, then 10, I was like, and I was freaking out, so I start up, I can't. So we went up, I go into a boat, I was like, oh my, like, wow, it was really bad. And I told Tunasi, like, look what happened to me. And he was like, I don't believe you. Because you are an allergic, asthmatic, and here, there's nothing.
It was in your head. You're worried.
So he told me, okay, give me your bottle. And I was like, no, why? And he tried my bottle, and it was a problem in the...
Oh, really?
And I totally, and I promise you that I can't breathe. When I hear that, I stopped breathing.
Wow.
And I was like, what? It's so mental, you know?
But then you switched bottles.
And then I did it.
And you went down and you got certified.
Yeah. That's it. And I'm really glad that happened at that point. Because it was like my biggest fear. And happened, and that's it. And it was...
Yeah, I don't know how it can get much worse than... having an asthma attack scuba diving.
It's bad?
I can imagine. I mean, that must be the worst place to have an asthma attack.
But so you have oxygen. Oxygen.
Yeah, but...
That's what they give you in the hospital.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, just, I don't know. So, I don't know. I guess it's good that you got past that. I feel like it'd be a big milestone.
Yeah. But I don't want, like, asthma... stop me because it's a mental state for me.
Yeah.
And I wanna I mean, I've been here for 2 weeks, like in Costa Rica, and I've been perfect. And a lot of people tell me, oh, it's so very humid and very, very hot, and you will be fucking bad, and for sure it's gonna be very, it has been awesome.
Good.
So that's it. It's a fucking mental state, and I will get over it. Or maybe, as you said, no, with fear, I will not get rid of my asthma, but I will accept
it. Embrace it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. I'm like this, and I'm perfect like this, you know? Wow! You're amazing!
Wow!
I will take my camera, okay?
But you wanna, maybe it's good.